Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. And I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week in order to prepare yourself for Ramadan, which is just ahead of us. Ramadan marks the beginning of a month of servitude towards God subhanahu wa ta'ala and a month of deliberation, vigilance, and great care in regards to everything we do. It's just about to be Ramadan very soon. And this month marks the beginning of a month of servitude towards God subhanahu wa ta'ala and a month of deliberation, vigilance, and great care in regards to everything we do. In this month, we abstain from dawn to sunset for an entire month, but not just from food, but also from anything that is disliked by God, even if it isn't haram. We abstain from abhorrent deeds that may no longer be considered as evil as they really are, and practice a month of being the purest versions of ourselves. We refrain from such sins as lying, backbiting, blackmailing, spreading rumors, and other horrible deeds. Although reprehensible, however, in many communities, unfortunately, such acts are committed a lot. We practice staying away from these acts for an entire month to experience the serenity that follows a clean conscience, and hopefully that experience will keep us committed after Ramadan as well. We abstain from food, falling into the bitter experience of thirst and hunger. The food is right there, it's right in front of us, and water is readily available. And for many of us, nothing will immediately happen, and probably no one will ever know if we took a small bite or a quick gulp of water. But in this month, we keep reminding ourselves that God is omnipresent and He is watching. We practice being conscious of God's presence for a month, and hopefully, the lesson will stick and we will abstain from sin even after Ramadan. The bitterness of thirst and hunger becomes sweet when we remember we're doing all of this out of our servitude to God subhanahu wa ta'ala, who deserves our full obedience, whose mercy and blessings is so expanded and so great that our thirst is but a symbolic gratitude to God. Ramadan Kareem, my fellow brothers and sisters, stay tuned.
Seven, there much pressure.
I come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. And Ramadan is famously known as the banquet of Allah, and those who fast are called His special guests. What does it mean to be a special guest? What is the difference between an ordinary invitation and a special invitation? Why is the holy month of Ramadan described by the Holy Prophet as the banquet of Allah? Today's book is a collection of narrations about Ramadan that addresses these questions. Are you ready for the name? It's called A Short Treatise on the Divine Invitation by Muhammad Khalfan, published by the Islamic Education Board of the World Federation of KSIMC. Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan studies at the seminary in Qom, and he specialized in philosophy and theoretical gnosis. Alright, so I have the book in front of me right now. The book comes in 38 pages, and the titles include Special Invitation in the Holy Month of Ramadan, Special Invitation during Hajj and Umrah, Special Invitation during Prayer, Special Invitation for those obedient to Allah, to the remembers of Allah, to those who study the Holy Quran in the mosques, to the one who visits his mu'min brother in the way of Allah, and for the za'ir, or the visitor of Imam al-Husayn. Okay, we have an interview with Sheikh Mohammed Khalfan. Let's listen to this interview, and then we will be back after the break to read an excerpt of this book.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the book, The Divine Invitation, that I wrote, that is a short treatise on the holy month of Ramadan, this treatise was written, actually the start of this treatise was when I was inspired by a lecture from a well-known personality who also was a former student of Ayatollah Marashi Najafi. He is known as Ayatollah Sayyid Adil Alawi. He came to the madrasa where I was studying. In the holy month of Ramadan, he gave us a very beautiful lecture on why are we the guests of Allah in the holy month of Ramadan. Because in that beautiful hadith of Sha'ban, where the Holy Prophet says, "Du'itum ila ziyafatillah wa ju'iltum min ahli karamatillah." That means you were actually called to be guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he explained the how are we guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he did that in a very beautiful and philosophical sense. In fact, he took us from the linguistic meaning towards the real meaning, and that was something which I found very beautiful. I went and started, you know, writing an article, and slowly and gradually I also made it as a book. And obviously, the crux of this book is to understand the fact that we are real guests of Allah, whether in the holy month of Ramadan or not. We are always Allah's guests, number one. And number two, we are special guests of Allah in the holy month of Ramadan. And number three, being a guest of Allah means being a guest of all the names of Allah, to actually exemplify all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We're going to read a piece of the book, a short treatise on the Divine Invitation by Sheikh Mohammed Khalfan. I'm going to be reading from page 3 because there's an interesting narration from the Prophet about Ramadan, which is coming soon. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, "It is a month in which you have been called to the banquet of Allah." Whenever we speak of dhiyafa, we refer to the invitation commonly known and highly encouraged in Islam. Our traditions are replete with emphasis on inviting the believers and feeding them in the way of Allah. In fact, a guest is also commonly known as the beloved of God. So much emphasis has Islam laid upon such invitation that there is a prophetic tradition that says a guest is a guide to paradise. In other words, serving a guest is so rewarding that it leads one to paradise. This dictum also informs us that our hospitality should be such that it should qualify for such a reward. In other words, our invitation should not involve things that instead of making us closer to Allah, separate us from His neighborhood. In another tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet, disliking a guest is equated to disliking Allah. Surely whosoever hates a guest hates Allah, and whosoever hates Allah, Allah likewise hates him. Those who assume a divine spirit always love guests. One of the most outstanding prophets of Allah, well known for his great fondness of serving guests, is Prophet Ibrahim. History tells us that he would not eat any of his meals until he found a guest to eat with. At times, he would have to travel 1 or 2 miles away just for this purpose. Due to his great fondness for guests, he was called Abul Adhyaf. Imam al-Sadiq is reported to have said, "Indeed, Ibrahim was Abul Adhyaf, literally, father of guests, and whenever he had no guests, he would go out searching for them." He's also known to be the first Prophet of Allah to have served the guests. Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Prophet Ibrahim was the first to host a guest." Perhaps the reason why the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt highly encouraged the believers to invite each other for iftar in the holy month of Ramadan was to adopt a divine attitude in themselves. In the same way as he has invited his believers to his banquet and venerated them as well, his followers should adopt the same attitude. A very important point to bear in mind is that every invitation should accompany veneration. In several traditions, the phrase ikram al-dhayf has often been mentioned. This means that no ordinary entertainment is encouraged. One must struggle to observe Ikram. The Holy Quran, alluding to this trait of Prophet Ibrahim, says, "Did you receive the story of Abraham's honored guests?" Alright, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. There's a lot to gain in the month of Ramadan. You can literally change your life forever this year. Make good use while you are the guest of Allah. And if you missed our program, you don't need to worry. We introduced the book, A Short Treatise on the Divine Invitation by Muhammad Khalfan. You can download an archive of our previous shows from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and another book from me and the whole team here on Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.